Hi, this is Laura with Kick-Ass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. Today's episode, we are talking about all three of those things: health, money, happiness, and your career. And we are doing it because it is September. It is officially Labor Day, and it is officially getting into that fall season. And I don't want to think summer's over. I want to believe that there's still a little bit of summer left. So I'm going to grasp onto that and keep it with me. But I like fall too. And the reason I like fall, and especially September, is because September is the new January. Have you heard that before? It's been touted in some of the podcasts that I've listened to, especially the Onward podcasts, such as Happier in Hollywood or Gretchen Rubin's Happier podcasts. They are all talking about how Labor Day is the beginning of thinking about your career, and it's a nice check-in with your goals. So today's episode, we're going to talk about that too, because I think September is a really key time as you're kind of resetting. And why September? You are not going back to school necessarily unless you are still in school, which, good for you. But oftentimes we think about the fall as a time to go back to school, sort of buckle down, study up. And I don't think that feeling has ever fully left me. I like seeing school supplies. I like thinking about the school year, even though I'm not in school. And even if you are not in school any longer, it doesn't mean that you can just give up or you should give up, because you can always continue to keep learning. And that's why September is a really good month to check in and see how you're tracking against your goals in this year. Perhaps you made goals in January, and now is a good time to check in about those as well. Here's the deal. You know, you don't need to wait until January or September to make goals. You can do this all the time, but sometimes we find it's a little challenging to just think about whatever goals that we want and have these automatic check-in periods. So let's use this time. Let's use September. So let's use September as a time to check in with our goals. So let's start thinking about our goals in a few different areas. So let's think about goals in personal, career, family and friends, relationships, and money. The reason why this is helpful is because it can focus your mind into start thinking about these various areas and coming up with goals in each of these areas. Because if you have goals in each of these areas, it will lead to a holistic picture of you. And so just to kick it off, personal goals. So personal goals are all about you. How do you see yourself improving? So really be selfish here. Think about the skills that you want to improve upon, maybe acquire, or something to learn more about. So maybe it's you want to be a better writer, or you want to learn about finance, or perhaps you want to be able to do a pull-up. Whatever these goals are, they are only your goals. So you have a diverse set of skills in many different areas, which is excellent because it helps to add a diverse personal portfolio of your personal skills. And so that'll be great, because if you're a writer but you can also take photos, it'll just lead to a more diverse you, and that'll lead to more opportunities down the line. And if, for example, your writing isn't really taking off, but your photography is, it's really good to have more than one skill where you can lean upon. But it can be also something you're exploring because you're just super interested in pottery, for example, because it makes you feel good to craft and create. And so think about that. Think about those various things that you want to get better at and learn about and make goals for you. There's a couple of books that you would enjoy on this journey. So one is Choose Yourself by James Altucher. I love his podcast. So this book is really about how choosing to prioritize you and yourself is the best decision of your life. And then another one is You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. So I'm sure many of you have probably read this book, because sometimes I do think we just need a little kick in our ass to remind ourselves how great we are. And I feel like Jen really does that very well in her book. So career is the next area. So it's time to check in about the goals that you set forth at your current company. And perhaps it is something that you set at a review, and they were goals that the company has set forth for you. But think about the things that you set forth for yourself and the things that'll really help you get to that next level in your career. You know, sometimes it's super easy to lose sight of the you in that process because your job or your manager or some external factor has impacted the way that you're crafting your goals. But don't ever lose sight of the things that you are wanting to do and achieve for yourself. And perhaps there's a way you can do that at your current position through mentorship, through opportunities, through raising your hand and saying, I can try that. Maybe I can start a podcast at work, or maybe I can do this or that. So still managing your current set of responsibilities, but maybe taking on something a little bit more that is more up your alley or something that you would like to lean into to help develop yourself. And also, you know, think about starting a side hustle. So maybe this is the time where you're thinking, okay, well, I like to write, I'm good at it, but maybe I can help write people's resumes as a side hustle or do some ghostwriting or something like that. This is the time, it's September. Think about those things. So if you're interested in that, there's a book called Side Hustle School by Chris Guillebeau. So that offers like a step-by-step guide for really how to execute a side hustle. And if you're interested in improving your communication at work, I think this book, Crucial Conversations by Carrie Peterson and Joseph Granny, are awesome. I think it really helps when you understand where somebody else is in a conversation. And I think oftentimes things really fall through the cracks through communication. So improving your communication actually at the office is going to help you leaps and bounds. So next, think about goals that you have for improving your relationships with your family and friends. So your friends have a huge impact on your happiness. We talked about that in last week's episode. You're the average of your 5 closest friends. So find ways to improve and strengthen those relationships, and so you can have more positive experiences with your friends and finding the people that you can connect with on a deeper level, a more meaningful way, I think is really great. What you could do is write a list of people that you maybe have lost contact with that you'd like to reconnect, and just reach out to one a week for coffee, for lunch, happy hour, something to have something to look forward to each week. And that being said, if there's somebody on the other side that is not making you happier or lifting you up, I think it's okay to distance yourself a little bit and start spending a little less time with that person, because it's time to be selfish for you. And if somebody is not lifting you up and they're bringing you down, you don't need that bad juju in your life. Surround yourself with good people. And so this is an oldie but a goodie, but if you're interested in improving those friendships, there's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It's an oldie. It's a great book about how to connect with people on a deeper level, ask them questions about themselves to make them feel good and to ingratiate themselves to you. And I think it's a really incredible book. It was written many years ago, but it has stood the test of time. And next, thinking about other relationships in your life, I think is also going to bring you a lot of happiness. So if you are in a relationship, think about if you've let your relationship go stale, if you have chosen work over your relationship in a few instances, that can take a toll sometimes. So I think doing a little mini check-in with your partner just to see how they're feeling about things. Think about how you can improve the situation. If it has gone stale a little bit, maybe you can do a random date night once a month where it's a little surprise for your partner, or just figuring out ways so that you can spend more time really connecting with that other person will help. And if you're not in a relationship, think about what you want in a relationship if you're seeking that. So goals for the kind of person you want to meet and maybe how you can meet them. I think, you know, putting yourself out there and doing meetups and events and networking is a really great way to meet people. Of course, there's online dating, yes, but another way is to really meet people face to face. So by putting yourself in more situations where you're meeting people, that's excellent. And if you're in a relationship, the books I recommend for this, there's The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. This really helps you identify what makes your partner tick. If you both take the test, you'll know how to start speaking each other's love languages. And then also The Four Tendencies by Gretchen Rubin. I love Gretchen Rubin. I think she writes great books about happiness. And this one really helped me to identify what my partner's tendency was versus mine, and how I can maybe do a better job communicating what my needs are in order to speak to their tendency, which I think is super helpful. So that is a great book, whether or not you're in a relationship, just to figure out how to connect with people. And lastly, money. Money is important. You know, money doesn't bring you happiness necessarily, but it could bring you a lot of things such as stability and freedom. And I think it's a great goal to be financially free. And so I think September is a great time to think about where you're tracking against your money goals and make some goals for the rest of this year into next year. So think about what you'd like to do. Would you want to start a retirement account if you haven't yet, or increase your savings by 5%, or perhaps start a Roth IRA? You know, take stock in how much money you've spent over the past few months and see if that is meeting your goals. And if it's not, if you feel like you're spending a little bit too much money, maybe take a little spending diet this month and into the next couple of months, so you are spending less money and trying to figure out where that happy medium is, so you don't feel like you're depriving yourself, but you're getting what you need and you're also enjoying the process. And a couple of books on finance I read recently that I really liked: Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So this is another oldie but goodie, but I loved it because I just liked the perspective on how to look at building wealth. And I think it's a little different than some other books out there. I would recommend reading that one if you're interested in wealth building. And also The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas Stanley and William Danko. So this is a book that's been out there also forever, but it's really about how you can learn from various millionaires. And I think you'd be really surprised to know how they live. You know, this is very much the Warren Buffett is still living in the same house that he bought many years ago in Omaha and driving the old car. You know, this is surprising because you'd think millionaires are spending millions, but that's not necessarily how they're keeping their millions. So it's about studying those millionaires who are keeping their millions and have lessons to teach the rest of us. So that is it. I gave you so much information about everything from book recommendations to goal setting. And I think it's super important to have this time in September to reassess your goals, because you've come so far. You have done great things in the past year, but I know you know you're capable of doing a little bit more. And so if you can make 1 to 2 goals in each of these areas, I think it'll make you a little happier and healthier, and it'll make you feel like you're moving in the right direction in your career and with money. And I think when you feel like you're making progress and you're moving in a direction, that leads to happiness inherently. And when you're learning and you're growing and you're exposing yourself to new things, as challenging as it might be, that's also going to lead to happiness. And it's not easy. It's not easy to improve. And it's so important because you are able to achieve greatness. And on that note, I want you to go kick ass in your life. And if you have any questions at all, email me at kickassinyourlife@gmail.com. I will answer them. I'm here to help you. And we are diving deeper on this site at kickassin.life. Also, you can follow me on Instagram. It's the same, kickassin.life. If you like this podcast, please recommend it to a friend, rate it, review it. It helps others find it. It's everywhere podcasts are. And on that note, let's check in next week and let's see where your goals are. Until next time.